Dude, the Joy Camp?
Yes.
That is absurd.
What's that, pool noodle place?
It's straight up running this like adult Joy Camp where he takes mushrooms. It's so bad.
People still doing that? It's like people saying they do acid.
It's an orgy. Yeah. I think it's an orgy front thing.
Ugh.
It's a fucking being a creep is what it is. Like, you know damn well. Give it 6 months, you'll find out that he assaulted a girl. Like, just give it some time.
I'll give it 5 minutes.
Yeah, give him. It's like this, and it happened.
I'm adding that now.
What a fun life.
Yeah, eating mushrooms at 45. Like that, it's cool. Like, imagine being late to the party on mushrooms. That'd be like being late to the party on, like, sneakers.
Late to the party on sex.
What are you, 10?
You're
a fat 12-year-old?
Aren't people afraid of losing their mind anymore?
No.
I did do a deep dive of that. I kept looking at all the videos. One of the comments was like, is fucking allowed at the camp? And the owner guy sent a message saying, sending love, I just DM'd you.
Who?
The guy running it. Somebody commented, is fucking allowed at the camp? And then the guy was like, I DM'd you. Ew. Come anytime. So it's definitely
so gross.
It's definitely some like
we should definitely
go. It's in Canada.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Go there with like the suitcase submachine guns. The one, yeah, you know those classics.
You put them down. Oh,
we're here for business. Damn, those are the best.
Let's go, Joy Camp, Canada
Camp.
We gotta go to Joy.
You know what? I'd like to check out the camp. Do you remember that Swedish guy or Norwegian guy that went to a commie kids camp and started capping a lot of people there? Kids, oh, yeah. Honestly. Mm-hmm. And he was always in the window in his car making faces and stuff. Like, he went to a commie kid camp. Do they still have those? Is that what this is like? The pool noodle place?
No, this is like drug-free.
Hello?
For context, I'll...
Oh.
Yeah. Because there's an even better
Nick,
one.
Can I get you up on
test 1-2
on the mic arm?
Yep.
Drug fee, except mushrooms.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You'll see.
Is it?
It's so good. I can't believe these things
testing,
exist
testing,
in 2020.
Check. Can you turn my monitors up?
Yep.
We also got to address this.
What's that?
Oh, is it? Oh, it's completely.
It's plug and play.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a universal serial adapter.
If there's a connector we could use that's a cheaper version, let's get the cheaper version.
We could just get an electrician, see if we can reroute that.
Can we hire an electrician to do custom,
Chris? Custom audio?
Let's get Krause here.
Yeah. Custom cables, custom connections.
When I was looking for the custom headphone Krause extenders, I saw $5. So I was like, I got to go for the $398 one.
I'm not busting your balls, Chris. I'm just saying the people that make this stuff should be ashamed of themselves.
Big fucking lobsters.
Fucking retards.
Lobsters make it. They don't talk.
Insectoids.
For the context to what we were talking about before.
This looks like fish tank.
It's crazier than fish tank. These are sober.
Phone free.
This is literally like blood games.
But the kicker is this.
Jacques the pedophile.
I'm the party scientist, and my greatest gift to the world is Joy Camp.
Dude.
A phone-free, drug-free, social norm-defying retreat where you learn to create joy like a confetti cannon for yourself and for the people you care about. This is your
so stressful
routine
to see.
While you live and play in the Joy Camp mansion.
Oh, this is not for kids. This is for adults.
Yep.
By the sound I just of a saw a pink pony in the back.
Perhaps a unicorn. Morning meditation leads straight into a group workout, followed by a silly dance party. Prepare to
followed
sweat
by farts and shit.
You dive in a cold plunge and get naturally high. We fuel up together, and then you learn how to generate joy from thin air.
Come out of the pool, your baked, your eyes are red.
Come out of the closet.
Of
it's raining inside. Yes.
Laughter is mandatory. Spontaneous interpretive dance is encouraged. This ain't your typical classroom. After lunch, there's pure organized chaos. Pool noodle battles, twerk tag, oven mitt scrambles, improv, and games so absurd they haven't been invented yet. You don't just play.
World War I never happened. Guys wouldn't be doing this.
Then it's time for the leadership lesson.
So, but my favorite comment was, wait, hold on, is it, hold on.
I prefer drugs.
It was, it might be this.
Still addicted to attention, though, is a pretty good comment.
It was, is fucking allowed at camp? And then the guy, Jacques, replied and was like, spreading love, I just DM'd you.
Wow.
So we should send the sluttiest thing. Person we know. We should, if there's any huge nymphos in the crowd, we will pay for you to go to the party scientist lab and get the highest body count you can possibly.
Spread the most germ.
HPV.
Germ.
I guess they do that in some places in the darkest Africa. I guess they sand their pussies and then even the guys can get AIDS.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
They like put microabrasions in blood
bleach.
Sex.
Put bleach in there. Yeah, it feels good, though.
Bleach is supposed to be pretty stimulating.
It's pretty vaginal.
Imagine hurting your dick and then getting AIDS in the same time.
Why would you give it a second thought?
You probably wouldn't even notice.
If it's all you know, who are we to judge?
Yeah. If you're surrounded by flies.
Right.
And you just can't even tell that your dick is injured and you have AIDS. What's the change?
Maya,
if it's
hello.
So dry that there's bugs getting at the moisture in your eyeballs.
The moisture in your eyes.
What's the point of even opening them?
Walking around blind catching AIDS from sand pussies.
Should probably use the wet juice to moisten the eyes. Get some bugs attracted to that.
Oh my God.
There's only a billion of them. We need another billion.
It's kind of like a barracks in Warcraft 2. That's the way I see, let's say, India, Africa, at least northern parts. It's I look at it and I see jobs done. Like I see goblin barracks just spawning, spawning soldiers.
Fuck. Yo,
sad.
It's crazy to think that people. There's even this like notion that these people are
anything but,
dude. Yeah. Oh fuck.
No, the Peace Corps is there. Mm. You'll be all right. The Peace Corps is there to fix shit.
They're there to fuck. Mm. Then they're there to get.
They're there to fucking and to get.
To get bludgeoned with a rock. I wonder how many like dead like rich kids are found with like a rock put through the back of their skull.
Really sad.
On the Peace Corps, like a year where they're like, hey, Danny O'Malley from SUNY Purchase has his skull crick caved in last night because he tried to kiss Mumbarta.
I remember that one Swedish girl. She was doing music videos on, you know, fucking migrants and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Mix it up. Blonda up.
Sad, sad story.
What happened?
She got killed and then stuffed in between some rocks.
She got killed pretty badly.
It's very sad.
They did a real Africa on her.
They made a wall out of her?
They
it was sad.
You should be a wall.
They turned her into scenery. You should be a wall.
You should be a post.
But who hasn't had that inclination after really rough sex? You're like, I'm just going to kill her.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't think that? That's like normal. It's like, I got to take a leak. I got to bash her brains in first. Mm-hmm. It's like completely normal thinking.
you go to like these parts and you just see like parking lot stanchions that are like made of concrete. And like the concrete wears away a little bit. And you realize there's like a crunched up human inside.
It's just blonde hair coming off of it.
A face looking.
Yeah, there's like
still blue eyes and blonde hair.
Like the concrete is like this.
So sad.
Fuck.
Oh no.
It's sad to say, and you know, it's
that's a post.
It's becoming like, more
apparent. It says don't park there. Oh, that means don't park there. There's just hair coming out of the side of the concrete.
Those places are worse than hell. You don't even need to look for hell.
Chris, look up
look to Africa.
Blanda up. BLANDA space UP.
The hair in the wind. Sad.
Yeah, this right here. Are you familiar with this?
This music video here?
Go to YouTube go to YouTube there.
They found a grandfather clock and they just decided to use it.
Blonda up means mix it up in Swedish. And it's a let's click the first result. Is this
Grotesco.
The one?
Grotesco. That's Italian. So
it's a video promoting race mixing. This girl, yeah, she's the one there.
That's sad.
She ended up getting married and having a nice family.
She ended up going out a bad way.
Did she get married?
It is a distinctly, well, I don't want to say that.
It's Young Lean looking at a black girl.
Is he white?
Young Lean, yeah. He's a Swedish kid.
Oh.
I like that they took the three props that were available
from the dumpster.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait. Can we get subtitles on that?
We were told to do this by Israel.
Is there any conspiracy that's not
real? We got
real?
An email now, from Israel.
What's in the comments here? Scroll down.
Turned off.
Comments are turned off.
They were too good.
This, the backstory here, the blonde woman that's in this video promoting race mixing, she was brutally murdered by these Africans.
After this video? Well,
do you want to get mellow?
After the video. What do you have there, Charles?
I have something called mellow.
Oh, I
don't
will.
Know if you want to go. I don't know if this is backwards or forwards.
I'll try it. I have to.
What You're was what part of Africa were they from? Morocco?
Not so.
What was the girl's?
It's tainted.
Is that her name? No.
Blonda up murder. Ellen Krantz, murdered by an Ethiopian. It's no. Just click the Wikipedia. Okay, there you go. You're right there.
Second.
Is this her? He got a 16-year prison sentence for murder. So
all he had to do was the time, and then he got sent back home?
He gets out next year, if that's the
timeline. She was approached and followed by a man who attempted to rape her and subsequently beat her to death.
It must have been hot out. Tempers flared.
Sweden heat.
That's sad. 16 years. Don't they hang or electrocute or gas people anymore that are, well, that's
convicted,
a rhetorical question.
Convicted of murder and attempted rape and sentenced to 16 years. How
insane. I think wild in Sweden outside of Stockholm.
They have the least in-group preference here of the whites. And they're the reason, I think the reason why the Midwest is so fried because the Midwest comes from like Swedish stock. Mm. Like Tim Heidecker is like he's like a Swedish.
They have a bad attitude, don't they? Like generally Swedes? Speaking, they have a rough attitude.
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't like,
they think they're Lord of the Rings elves or something?
It's like the opposite of like, you know, when you like speak, an American tries to speak the language in Europe and like Italians will be like enthusiastic about you trying to speak Italian, but these northeastern Scandinavians, they don't care about it.
And whatnot. They get mad at you. Yeah, I mean,
or if you talk too much or something like that, like they don't like talking.
Yeah, they were pretty comfortable with telling you off and telling you the pecking order. I remember like that just sort of really stood out to me. The pecking order is, you know, female, cat, dog, man, and I heard that four times, and they were laughing
at
it.
What about brains bashed in? Where is that in the pecking order?
That comes right after man,
and that's where the comic book Aryan blonde hair, blue eyes people come from.
They did some good damage there.
They are different.
Yeah.
I couldn't say outside, what happened to them.
Outside Stockholm, aren't the boys a little wild out there, like in the good way?
You mean like the jackass kind of guys? Like
yeah,
drunk?
Like, no, I think they read the writing on the wall and they're like, no, that's only Stockholm. We fucking... It's like what you hear about.
I don't know.
I remember getting a message from a couple of Swedish guys along
we're
the way.
We're not like them.
Yeah, it's not like that. I hear you talking about it. It's
like
not
the
like that.
The Nordic up... The Nordic,
Swedish country boys is who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know Norway is a bit more conservative in that sense. I believe
could be anything. Could be wars. It could be something in the water. Could be hormones. Could be anything.
Well, the German general is pretty good. They're trying to copy our swag with the lady generals.
Oh,
the man lady generals.
Oh yeah,
he came out on like a unicycle juggling like or something like that.
Oh,
Is this like in that? Sweden or Germany?
I think the new German. Is it the new German Chancellor of War? You can
Prince,
look it up. He's
the
got
Prince
a good,
of War.
He's a juggler?
Yeah, he's a juggling. It's trans or something like that?
Is that worse than the guys with the dog suits on?
No,
what is he doing?
Maybe he's not a war chancellor. Maybe it's like the new, it's someone who's deciding what's going on with the German people.
He's in control of the nuclear weapons.
Is he a juggler?
Yes. Yeah, he's a juggler.
Minister of Culture.
He's in charge of nuclear weapons and children's studies.
Daycares and the curriculum in school.
Yeah, daycare curriculum.
Chancellor of daycare.
It's called Behind Closed Doors.
Yeah.
It's called Get Out of Here, Come Back in an Hour.
The daycare's called Behind Closed Doors.
Damn.
It's not like Thunder Mist or anything like that. It's not. It doesn't mean that either.
It's called Chimo Island or something.
Under the rug.
Under their underwear.
Under the bridge.
Under their wares.
Man, it's hard to see a way out that doesn't involve violence. It's really impossible. I would never call for violence.
Call to gaming.
I would call to gaming, but it's just crazy what's going on right now. I hope people are taking this seriously.
Code word gaming.
It's a fine line as to not demoralize people that take you seriously. It's a very heavy responsibility when you get into this knowing. So it's like, what are you supposed to do?
I don't want to black pill or demoralize, but it just is. It is a crazy, intractable problem. You guys better be ready for all that.
Do you think
it's going to happen?
This kerfuffle in New York is.
You better be ready for it.
Is he rice man eating semen?
If this guy is able to enact his policies. Well, yes. I mean, it remains to be seen. I think he's he is like a theater kid. He is like a which could mean that he's going to be totally ineffective and just New York's going to be business as usual. But he's also he also probably is a commie. So it could he could make it much worse potentially. But I think the writing is on the wall. It's been on the wall for New York. You have to get out of there. I mean, even people saying you should have voted for Eric Adams. You guys are fucking retarded.
I hear you shouldn't have voted for Reagan. I hear that. I was too young to vote.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
You have to get out of New York.
Man,
it's
when
done.
I was semen, I shouldn't have voted. Man, when I was cum.
I was voting when I was in my dad's sack. Like, what are you supposed to do? Because people will say, oh, you tell everyone to leave. And then, you know, it's just going to spread all around the country. So everyone's a New Yorker. This is the last stand. And you're like this, New York, fuck you.
that's what I've been saying. I feel like I'm going to get the blowback from like, it's probably going to work right away. Mm. Everything's going to go back. Literally, everybody's going to be holding hands, spinning around in circles like The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a world without lawyers. And it's like everybody's holding hands in like a grass field spinning around.
Such good jokes in that show.
It was a good one. And I'm like, no, let him go. Yeah, let him get all the comedians. Let him give comedians, that's going to work out well for him. Just let him go. I'm sure it'll work out right away. It's going to go well.
Make a comedian the city comptroller.
Yeah.
New Yorkers are lucky they're still allowed to leave.
New Yorkers are lucky they're still breathing.
That
place sucks dick, man.
Sucks.
You have to get out of New York. You have to get out of there immediately. There's nothing cool left. You have to go. You got to get out.
Yep.
Dead end. We were walking around NYU. It is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
The NYU campus, it's like Europe or something. Like cobblestone, nice. Like tiny cobblestone
the
streets.
Yale campus, kinda?
Intricate, even more so. Intricate, like brickwork. It looks like little shops and workshops
like
and shit.
Like a street in like Italy and certain parts.
The NYU campus is fucking kill. It's so beautiful.
Can't wait till it's bulldozed.
Yeah, they got to make way for this.
I wouldn't want to graduate.
Housing development.
They're going to make way for a huge cemetery, I think, pretty soon.
Vertical cemetery.
Yeah.
Twin Tower Cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
It's loose. It's loose fit. It's just Rubbermaid bins stacked on top of each other.
It's just 4, the FEMA coffins.
Yeah, 4,000 feet high. Yeah, I was looking up some fun stuff.
Not FEMA stuff, were you?
No, you like the podcast, is it All In?
What's that, poker?
I listen to it. There's one, the one guy, and by the way, guys, don't be black-pilled. You have to, everybody throughout history has had to fight. You have to fight. That's just how it is. Try to make some money and expand your circle of trust and build a bubble of safety for the people you love. Don't be black-pilled, but that being said, factually, it is extremely black-pilled. But throughout all of history, the only option sometimes is to flight to safety and figure out how to amass wealth and not get tax. Anyway, All In podcast. There's that one guy, Jason Calcancus, the one that's the most sickening. He's at Jason on Twitter. This guy is a real bad guy.
Is he a poker player?
He's just a bad actor.
He's live.
And the other one.
He might be Swedish too. The other guys are fine. The All In podcast is the reason you would listen to the All In podcast. Does it even still have Chamath and, David Sachs, or are they too busy?
I think David Sachs is the one I'm talking about.
I would listen to these guys because it's important to know what the elites are
talking
about.
What
certain elites?
Nope, not him either.
Not the Illuminati level, but what real business people are thinking. That's why I would listen to the All In podcast. But that one guy, Jason, whatever the fuck his name is, he's a evil.
It's definitely a good place to think about what they're considering.
What are they doing?
Yeah. They're pretty transparent. It's just like the things that they're considering. I mean, they can see, they like conveying economic data in a way that's digestible for your average smarty pants or normal.
They're guy, like I what think. Mark Cuban should be and yes. wishes he was, which is like an authoritative guy that can speak to the everyman in a way that's like logical. But Mark Cuban obviously is a fucking total
a titanium robot who fucking is a pervert behind closed doors.
Is sexual?
I bet my life on it. He can't help himself. You can't just keep buying.
You got it. You have to.
Well, you can't just keep buying the hot girl on Shark Tank's ideas every time.
Yeah.
And like turning down like two white bros come in with a pretty decent idea, but he just doesn't like the way they talk. And mm-hmm. he's like, you guys are con artists. And then some like hot slut comes in with like a half baked idea about a baby bottle, and he's like, "This is amazing." Before you leave, can I just show you one thing? And I'll full price offer. No one's gonna counter.
I'll buy another basketball team if you want.
Oh, can you eat my ass? I'll eat yours first. I have a jet. I'm 3,000 pounds and made of titanium. Wait. Trevin, can you get that out? He says, Trevin.
Yeah. You know, but all the secret stuff with all these celebrities, I think a funny list would have access to all of their tech writer, like green room items.
Yeah.
Like what, you know, Mark Cuban, like what do they request whenever they go anywhere?
Honey
like,
soaked microchips to eat.
yeah. Like, just like weird stuff.
The sounds of pots and pans falling down the stairs played on full volume as soon as he walks in with the lights off.
He requests vapes.
Popsicles you've never heard the brand before. It's called Freak Pops.
I think it's like Beatles.
Yeah.
The sound of bugs skitter, like the sound of 10,000 bugs crawling on a piece of glass.
They only show up in Stop and Shop if you're looking for them specifically for a celebrity's writer. Freak Pops.
That's sad.
Yeah, 10 nervous, soaking wet college students that are sprayed with a frozen cold hose. Perfect. Just like I like it. You guys are con artists.
I'm going to eat you.
I'm going to eat you feet first. Who's first? I'll catch you. He just grabs him by the ankles and snaps it, but eats him crack first. Mm. So the other guy, the one that talks like this, who has like the funny tongue list that I actually enjoy. It's like the world's...
Is it Friedberg?
Yeah. Friedberg. That guy.
Ew.
I know.
Fuck. Ew.
No, he's chill. No, Sam, he's chill.
Hey, he's a PGL account.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't be all that bad.
Well, he didn't verify his PGL account, so we got to get him logged in.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you should. Send him a code. But he has the... he was talking about how...
I like that image.
It was the promise of student debt and how basically... The student debt was like, you know, 300 billion to not like 4 or 5 trillion or something like that. It's just 10x.
Trillions.
It's gone up like 10x and it's major cities that have promised these kids like the promise of
chamber of debt.
The promise of student debt was to get you out of like, you're going to have a job when you get out of college. Mm-hmm. We're going to beat this generational problem, blah, 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 blah. And now it's essentially failing them where they're so saddled with debt. And the whole time he's talking about paying back the institutions. And I'm just like, no. They're just going to get stiff.
Is that essentially terrorism school? The disenfranchised generation that has no mobility whatsoever and huge debt. Are they just like, there's some other trades I'm looking to learn.
Yeah.
These trades don't discriminate.
The anti-discrimination trades. But he's basically talking about like the saddling of the student debt has been like a real ratchet on the back of
Must have been an unintentional consequence, right?
We had no idea.
Was any justice, they would stiff the institutions. Yeah. That would be amazing.
It wasn't even on the table
too.
You ever look up how much Harvard is worth? Harvard's worth more than like
trillion?
Nations.
Than Ford. Yeah, they're
worth more than countries.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these institutions, the savvy ones like Yale, they all, they invest, like the biggest part of their business is the investing in foreign stuff. That's why if you are on campus and you're trying to organize an is anti-Israel, like Israeli divestment thing, that's worse than like, you get in more trouble for that than making like a sign that says like, or something like the ultimate no-no is steering negative attention towards their investments. And the guy, the highest paid guy on campus is the guy that runs the investment fund.
Yes.
And like Yale, Yale's investment fund. This is what colleges do with their money. So they have money. What do they do with it? Do they make the college better? Do they provide better education? No, they invest it in other shit.
Global governance.
They invest in like private prisons and like fucking, what's that? Halliburton. What's the other one? Not H.B. Gary.
North of Drummond.
Whatever.
Boston Dynamics.
The troops over in the Middle East, like the showers and the logistics and the water and the housing for troops. It's always the most. It's not even substandard. It's like poisonous. Like you go over if you're a soldier in the Middle East, like everything.
Wet naps.
The water, your bed, everything is like trying to kill you, and it's because it's the. I think it's KPI is the name of the company.
It doesn't
matter.
That would indicate that the military is afraid of veterans when they return.
They want
to reduce their lifespan and reduce their health.
Yeah, if you're mm-hmm. when you come back from war, the ideal situation is you're medicated and about to die.
Yeah,
that's how you're the least the lowest level problem for the U.S. Army and the taxpayers.
On the same time, they're telling you they need you the more than anything.
But the companies that provide this infrastructure for the troops, that's one of the companies that Yale was. Invested in the endowment. That's what these things are called.
Well, the most cockstrong guy on any. My dad was friends with the guy. My dad was the director of buildings and grounds, head janitor at my high school. And
the guy that runs the endowment,
runs the endowment, was the coolest guy. Personally, mm-hmm. he was like Ric Flair, mm-hmm. and I literally
coming off for a helicopter,
blonde hair, cool motherfucker. Loved him.
Yeah,
me and his son were good friends in high school. I'll leave his name out, but he was like a cool like. Not the guy you want running in the diamond pub, but like he's the guy who handles the money.
Yeah,
and like you see this job, this guy made bread. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you can,
the highest paid role,
right?
Who voted for these universities to have this global power?
No one.
Yeah.
No, I just think it's one of those like permission forgiveness things, because Brown gets checked constantly for buying real estate. Johnson & Wales got checked. Constantly mm-hmm. for buying so much fucking vacant land where they're so in tight with the state. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yo, you guys got to pump the brakes on buying fucking everything and then just letting it sit. Mm-hmm. Like they were buying marinas. Mm-hmm. I mean, Johnson & Wales is a fucking low level, cheap piece of shit culinary school. And they were buying marinas to try like boathouse living studies. And they would just let them sit.
Awesome.
And they were like, when the enrollment stopped, when the money dried up a little bit for these like shitty, not Brown, but like Johnson & Wales, and they were like, all right, and then they sell them and they literally sell them for losses. And they were like, but they take the piece off the market mm-hmm. a lot. Like it's like East Side, look at Brown. Like, have you seen the Brown expansion over by Persimmon and shit? Like
yeah.
coffee shops.
What does that do to housing prices right. and rentals? Mm-hmm. What does that do?
They're blaming landlords. It's Brown.
Oh, mm.
They're blaming landlords.
That's your competition when you're yeah. looking for land? Gigantic endowments?
Yeah. A trillion-dollar university.
Something that's been around for 200 years.
2,000 years?
Oxford oh, yeah, Harvard. University? Aren't they older than anything?
The Peruvian, they're older than the Mayans.
Yeah.
Oxford University?
It's like as old as the Vatican vault or something. Yeah, that's... Who said it?
859 AD is the first...
that's when university. They started Harvard.
And the Harvard Crimson Tide.
It was Henry Ford said...
Boys, give him a shout.
It was even like that back in Henry Ford's day, because he was even saying that if the layman knew how the financial system worked, there'd be a revolution in the morning.
Give him a shout to show we fight.
The crimson red will never cower. All the boys better hit the shower.
Man, how good was the Chappelle show? But do you remember the sketch where the player haters go back in time and shoot the slave master?
I remember the player haters.
That sounds
they
like
shoot
a good
the
sketch.
Slave
they go back in time and they go back to slavery, okay? And it's so fucking funny. The time haters. My God, man. You can close that. So, of course, there's like Dave wow. Chappelle's anti-white hatred in this. From a sketch writing standpoint, it's par excellence. It is masterful. And anytime I think about some college shit, I imagine shooting a guy like that in the chest.
Yeah. Like a university.
Sing, boys. We'll show them we can fight.
They're singing English before the English is invented.
He's waving the little flag, like the
yeah, yeah.
the pendant, pendant.
The class pendant.
Yeah, he's got the Letterman
sweater. The crew teams in the background. Show them we've got
the leather football
gumption. Just shooting college administrators with a metal storm.
There's just half their like legs are walking, no upper body.
It's just they turn into blood.
Yeah, just a pile of guts.
This right here,
just these guys. These are probably good guys, but like the people that run these institutions just turn them into blood.
They probably sent all those guys to Vietnam, Korea.
They definitely did.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
They sent those guys to a Washington think tank where they sent other guys to a Vietnam and Korea.
I don't have much empathy for college lovers. And that did eat a lot of good middle class types. Or like, my university is all I got. It's like it replaced a lot of identity for people, and I hate it.
It is one of the the top 10 sort of scams of our age that that going to this place for 4 years, and the costs are it's not just the what it costs to pay for it. It's the opportunity cost of the time lost. Like if you took if a college education when I was going was $250,000. What's it now? Is it $100,000 a year for these places?
It's probably like $380,000-$400,000. So maybe
with it's a half a million with the books and the living and all that. Yep. So if you give somebody $500,000 and 4 years, that's enough time to start the number of failed businesses that it takes to figure out how to make a business that works. And that's more than enough funding to run through your first 10 failed businesses.
Yeah.
And it's enough to get you set up with like mechanics tools. It's enough to get you set up with a sprinter van or whatever it is that you need to do if you're going to go into a trade. And it's the 4 years of working in a trade or whatever, because the way you think about this, it's the same way as like getting a really good head start in a video game where momentum becomes important at the end, because the years where you make money is your late 30s to your early 50s. That's when you're actually making money. So the 4 year head start is like the 4 years of training in some trade, or the 4 years of trying out a bunch of stuff that fails so you can figure it out so that you're making more money. So it's not even like, it's not like you're missing out on $500,000. It's like you're missing out on, if you play your cards right, like many millions of dollars.
2.5. Wherever
your life takes you, multiply that by like three. And if you don't believe that, play a video game like Dota or something where rushing through the shitty early game part results in massive payoffs at the end. That's how life works. That's how spinning up to your productive years works, is you trudge through shit and it feels like you're going nowhere and nothing is happening. But what's actually happening is you are learning what to avoid doing, so that when you hit your peak skills and your peak money-making years, you're fucking cooking.
It's like when someone comes to you now at 40 after failing nonstop in my early 20s after dropping out of college, and you're like, you know, you do okay in businesses and things like that, but you've tried it. You looked up franchises. I've been through the road of looking up franchises. I've been through the road of looking, like, small business stuff, restaurants, knowing the caveats. Someone will come to you with this like pie in the sky story. Like, I can take my father's restaurant over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, five questions right away. Why is he giving it away? Mm-hmm. He's giving away a cash cow. Doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Kindness of his heart. You think about the guy, Woody? No. Real estate come with it? No. Blah, blah, like these things.
Yeah.
Margins getting harder on food, yada, 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 yada. Like these five things. Like, and it's not to piss in people's cornflakes or anything like that, but it's like pragmatic thinking that people haven't arrived to at like 40.
Your 20s is when you're supposed to be throwing shit at the fan and figuring that stuff out, figuring out what doesn't work, so that when you are like, when you have marketable skills and you're more valuable and have higher agency in your 30s and 40s, you actually know what you're doing, as opposed to like trying to figure something out from square one. And college takes you in the exact opposite direction, which is training you to fit this mold that doesn't even, barely does anything.
I don't understand how people don't pick it up on the financing immediately. Mm-hmm. Like just your average person. If I was going to sell you if I was outside after this and I was like, you want a Rolls Royce?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. $20 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
$20 a day. Like, I don't know if I should be driving a Rolls Royce. I'm kind of not in that income. I shouldn't be. $20 a day. I'm sorry, $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it really easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just people don't ask any questions. They're like, well, you can put your student loans on hold. We'll give you aid. It's just like, we're going to, people auto buy.
Why are they making it so easy?
Why is it 300 grand and easy and this and that? And everybody's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And no one's questioning it at all.
Does that mean it's a trap?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yes.
It's like,
it means it's a money extraction device.
Yes.
Life extraction.
It's like a supermodel walks up to you and asks you if she wants to give you condomless head.
No.
And she's like, Charles, I just love the way you look. I just love the way you look so cool. Are. I'm 21, but I like the way you look. I like the way your 40-year-old balls probably smell. And it's hot out today, so I really want to just give you head. And you like, and the whole world is like, sounds good enough to me. Yeah. Oh, let's do it. Oh, that was good. What do I owe you? $1 million. Like, yeah. I don't know.
And it's, you can't escape it either. You can't declare bankruptcy.
Sounds
and,
nice.
And escape student loan debt.
I remember I had professors back in the day telling everyone this is the last chance to declare a bankruptcy and wipe off all the student debt before they made it bulletproof.
Mm.
I'll never forget him.
Oh my God.
I'll never forget him.
Mm.
Yeah. That's and they are gonna get stiffed, whether they like it or not. Just because, like, and then this guy overshooting the fact that they're not, they're like this. Well, what's gonna happen is it's gonna give the power to this, because it basically the government's so intertwined with student debt that forgiveness thing is sort of like a voting. It's sort of like to entice voters now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's using it as like a voter bait.
Yeah,
I don't know what politically they'd call that. Like when they're like, I'll give student debt.
That's democracy.
White's going to get taxed more in New York.
Well, doesn't Trump fuck with it a little too?
Democracy is tyranny of the masses. It's giving handouts to whatever the biggest group of complainers is. It's placating them. Is what okay. Democracy is.
Democracy is a curse, and it was this country was never a democracy ever. Democracy is the mob. You import them from the barracks in World of Warcraft or Warcraft 2, and they vote. They mm-hmm. vote. I mean, that means that your vote is meaningless as a native to this country. If the all the invaders or whatever you want to call them, all the gentlemen come here, they negate your votes.
The doctors and the lawyers that come here.
Yeah, then they say, oh, democracy is the lifeblood of this republic. It's just bullshit.
But they're
just
gonna
put on an
stop.
Episode of Star Trek.
They're the
gonna
college scam.
They're gonna stop paying. Like and a lot of people are gonna stop paying.
Taxpayers are gonna pick up. Are gonna foot the bill for that?
No, they're not.
They are.
They're gonna go. They're gonna go. I'm not paying you. And I'll never buy a house. Yes, they will. You know how they're gonna do it? They're gonna run private lending.
Who are you talking about?
People are going to say, you can't stiff your college loans. Your credit will be shit and you'll never be able to get a loan from a bank. That's the argument, right? Is that fair to say?
No, they're going to, people, the
oh, yeah,
students
yeah,
will
yeah.
be, the students, if there is a bailout, the students would be bailed out. It would be taken from productive people.
Yeah.
The money.
I believe that would be mishandled, misused totally. But how does it continue? How do you continue? Like, are you dead in the water after you stiff your college payments? No. What's going to happen is they're going to find people who own shit and mm-hmm. they're going to be, I think private lending is about to take the fuck off and they're going to skip the banks. They're going to go, you know what? Charles, you want a house? I own this piece of property. Give me $2,000 a month for fucking whatever my price is. And you're going to go, fuck, it works. And you can legally write that up. And I'm not going to check your credit. I don't give a fuck what your credit is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to show me collateral. If you fuck me though, I get everything. That's the scoop. Or I get all my, I really, really think that's what's going to happen. It happened before. It happened like a little bit in 2011 and 12 where like cash guys come in and scoop bad debt. It'll be interesting because I don't think BlackRock will own that. But
you mean seller financing and like hard money guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's going to happen big time because the banks are so fucking stupid.
I mean, that's what I did with my building.
Private lending?
You meant the seller financing.
Hmm.
That's what I would do.
Just because it was like... The amount of paperwork and involved in doing it the bank method because of mixed use zoning, and also the fact that everybody who's looked at that building has said the exact same thing, which is, well, what I would do is I would have 8 apartments per floor. Everybody from the city, all the plumbers, the concrete guys, every single person has had a little mini, I'm going to be a landlord fantasy about how they would take that studio and put 8 apartments
on each floor.
There shouldn't I
tops.
I can't. Oh my God, man. But yeah, that's why it was so hard to get a impossible to get a loan, is because they were like, well, what's your cash flow? How many occupants? They were just, everything is set up for this like little, I'm a real estate tycoon business model that every dumbass is like following.
Well, it's,
I
want to
have
get,
tenants.
It's not going to get better.
Yeah.
That in like the affordable house, like seeing today, there's a protest in front of the mayor of Providence House. Lower the rent.
Cool.
That'd be like saying, too hot, air conditioning now. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make, who the fuck are you? Lower the rent.
Hey, yeah. At least they're doing local politics, though. At least they're finally starting to learn.
It's like, it's like if you have enough time to protest right now, like those nice signs and that $10 marker you drew on your sign with, yeah. Fine, here, let me show you the Section 8 housing. It's right over here next to the fucking, it's right next to Doo-Wop and Lil Drain. You want to, here you go. It's $870 a month. Get your stuff. Move in. They'll turn the music down.
Turn the dogs down.
Park your mom's Volvo with the whaling sticker on the back of it next to Lil Mop's Caprice with the fucking Sprite wheel off. Park it right over here.
And the super high rent prices everywhere. Is that because foreigners can own land and rent? Is that it? Or is it? I mean, it's probably not one answer, but I would just assume it's that.
It's always absentee landlords. It's landlords that are from another state 90% of the time, whether they want to admit it or not. It's Boston people getting priced out because colleges, room and board at Harvard, MIT, et cetera, downtown is so fucking expensive at the campuses that rich parents that have enough money to send their kids to Harvard, MIT, et cetera, have enough money to buy their kids a condo at any rate, because at least when they leave college, they have a condo and something, an asset. I would do it if I could. It's like the new style in the past decade. Huh. I'd rather buy you a condo, little Jessica. Then pay $38,000 a semester for you to live with a slut who's getting her fucking asshole reamed out by a fucking crew player.
By a machine.
Yeah, right. And then, so now they get, so that, and they don't want to talk about that, that's what it is. So then what happens is the Bostonian landlords cash in on the fucking Harvard moms. They come down to Providence. They're like, look at how cheap it is here. I paid $1.3 million for a two-bedroom condo on Back Bay Joggers Street. I come down here, my kid goes to Brown, blah, 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 blah. It's Chinese absentee. It's always that. It's never not. Or it's rich people converting threes to ones.
It's like having crustaceans own land in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's like crustaceans. It's just like that. You have lobsters driving cars. Beep, beep, move.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm human.
I'm so human.
Now you get out of school, your competition isn't even human.
He's putting the convertible top up like the antlers are ripping through it. His fucking claws are cutting the steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only thing I can think of now is the beach landing meme with the thought bubbles and why they landed on the beaches in Normandy. It's
good
like,
God,
that's
man.
The eulogy for the country.
Do not fight for this country. Please stop. People message me. They're like, oh, the military, it's actually a really good deal.
You're like, this, go.
Don't do it, man.
A good deal?
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Nah, good deal is trades.
People send me messages saying, yeah, the military jokes are mad funny. I hate on it too, but they actually got me a good deal. Please don't do that.
Sorry. It's true, though.
I'm sorry, guys.
Did you
out.
See the Coney Island this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Were there riots or something?
The Coney Island Beach. Just look up Coney Island Beach footage from like last week's heat wave.
Is it diverse?
Oh yeah,
Bing
no, it's
bong. Fuck your life. Fuck my life.
You could tell they're not, because they're not even worrying about what they're stepping on. They're like stepping on the trash. Like I watch their feet and where they step.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a thing that happened?
Probably the top one in like news.
Now what's Coney Island?
Oh, the third one. New York is right there.
They got first the hot dogs.
But Coney Island is known for its orphanages and incubators and stuff like that. Coney Island is known for like,
oh, it's like
repopulation.
Lyme disease. Yeah, looks good. Just, I always watch where their feet step, where they don't even like consider it. Watch, they'll turn around, they see a guy. It's
New York City do better. Yeah, it's the city's fault. Yeah. It's because they don't have enough money for the infrastructure
the
programs.
City's like, fuck this! Have this trash! It's the city.
Yeah.
The city
is a skyscraper with arms.
The city's blasting loud music.
You look at it, it's a city.
stabbing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a city official Johnny cab driving it with like Dominican speakers everywhere. Driving a fucking Honda Odyssey with 10-foot speakers out of the back.
Did you guys see this?
That's pretty cool.
That old conspiracy.
The Batman one?
That old conspiracy?
Can't be real.
You don't even need
it. There's no way it's real, you don't Charles. Need it. You're crazy.
And now you're crazy if you say it's not real.
Yeah, yeah.
No extra cost. If you have an XB7 model or later.
Of course they could do this all the time. What's the big deal?
That's why they took the lead paint out.
It was this, this is the Batman thing, right? Where they can see through the walls. So yeah. Like, yeah. Wow.
This is what the Morgan Freeman invented for Bruce Wayne.
I think Chris Beck was trying to warn us of this.
I was trying to tell you guys. I can see you through your dryer. Your washer dryer is telling me that your daughter's running around.
Did you see? It's no extra cost.
It's free. I give
it's
the
already in there.
Did you see the chambers are free this year?
They're free.
How did they manage to make it so affordable?
It's easy. I use routers.
It's actually a good thing.
Modems. I use my... I was fingering myself with the Hell's Angels the other day.
My pussy's crazy. Really wet, guys.
It's soaking. It's not dry. It's wet. Look.
I thought of a funny sketch idea.
See, that's moisture. It's not dry. It's not dry forearm skin. It's a real just like any other woman. It's a wet lip.
In the future, if there's like ultra based like services for like people who don't want like internet anymore, it's just a courier service where people bring you like Twitter newspaper in the far future.
That's awesome.
So it's like super Faraday.
Yeah.
People, just like a new newspaper or something.
Faraday forecast.
Yeah.
Faraday
yeah.
Taxes. Old couriers, man. That's freak. That's like old, like good conspiracy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Competing couriers. To the post office. It's a very wild.
What's the etymology of Faraday?
It's the guy's name. Is it Robert Faraday?
Oh, is it?
Guy, electrical engineer, mathematician guy.
Chemist and physicist. It's got like a weird, it's just a very like.
It's a good name.
It is a good name, but it's like a fun name for something that's so essentially morbid. A sense of protection. Yeah.
You know who did everything was that you.
Discovered benzene. Wow, this guy's a G.
Euler or
what's Euler?
That? Euler.
The Euler disc?
Is it Euler?
Euler? I don't know how to... whoever did...
Oh, yeah, that one.
Well, can you look up how to pronounce it so people don't think we're retarded?
Euler Macaroni? Euler Macaroni?
Euler.
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 So he was an Euler. He oiled
things.
He
did a lot. He did, like, I think...
Whoa.
He did a ton, like, way more stuff than I thought. Remember,
you look like Booger from Revenge of the Nerds. You could burp really
loud.
These
belching competitions with Fu Manchu or the guy in there.
These guys were geniuses, huh?
Yeah.
The development of infinitesimal calculus was at the forefront of 18th century mathematical research, and the Bernoulli family friends of Euler were responsible for much of the early progress in the field. Very nice.
The poor Italians. What the fuck happened to them?
It's got some exclamation points in there.
Yep.
They're telling Chris he stinks at the gym. That's what the Italians are now.
Yeah.
Hey, you wear some deodorant. My grandfather invented math. You ever heard of the Euler disc?
Non-Euclidean.
Yeah. Fluid dynamics, motherfucker.
Yeah, he has that guy at the gym. He had like I was remembering him, and he has like a classic bully haircut where it's like. Shaved sides, but like long and slicked back on the front, whatever that's called.
Yeah, that's like the alpha male camp.
Yeah,
that's what you get when you get there. You should get good at jiu-jitsu, Chris. You gotta get good at fighting or something.
Just striking. It'd be funny to watch Chris deck people.
I mean, Chris should probably know how to.
You can hit people pretty well, Chris.
Yeah, maybe.
It'd be funny because you got a pretty strong like upper body and shoulder, like abnormally strong.
Chris is a big man.
If you got really good at like if you got a strong chin and jaw and like really know how to take a forehead punch and shit like that and then threw a decent like a really better than normal right cross,
get good at head injuries.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or the grabbing and headbutting.
Yeah, start
like
learning
cheat moves,
left way or whatever.
Joe Maffi used to teach those moves.
Who?
Remember Joe Maffi?
Bazooka Joe Maffi?
He taught like it's like old Boss Rootin' streetwise tips. Like Joe Maffi is the best of all time, showing you how to like gouge eyes, break toes, headbutt people at a bar while pretending you're not going to fight. Like the best.
That's
the most useful shit.
Mm-hmm. That is
like
really good.
Having
your
back
on?
To all the exits, always be looking around. You know, like that. Joe Maffi, man, the best.
Mm.
You doing it only to women?
And Boss Rutten had videos like that too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Bing bang bang. I loved Boss Rutten.
So good those days.
What's his name? Joe Maffey?
Like Joe Maffey. Yeah. Like, it's like Joe Maffey self-defense tapes, old, or I don't know how to pronounce, how to spell it. Yeah. Yeah. He did it.
Hell yeah.
There we go. This is old style right here. Look at this.
The best ones are at the bars. Bring that to the bar.
Fuck.
Yeah, Klingon and walks into the bar.
Oh, like getting stabbed with that. Wow, that's.
Yeah, on a boat.
This is how you fight on a boat.
That's a street fight out of a bar. In a parking lot.
You're coming back in with a backpack and a rifle?
Holy shit.
Cell phone jammers.
My name's Joe Maffey, 123survive.com, home of the Combat Nation. Integrated Martial Development Centers where we
it's
do
pretty,
our
it's a bit of an underground reference right here.
This video and audio quality is insane.
The good ones were in the bar, and they were like in classic VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he stopped drinking and he went to the
He left his bar.
Special Olympics.
But his were famously good videos, just like the Pretty Boy Floyd pool shark instructional videos.
Oh yeah,
which are the top tier of classics.
Type in
pool
or bar at the search.
Or in there. Right, maybe right here.
Remind me to show you the AK guy after this. This guy's pretty awesome. His voice, I like his nice high-pitched voice and his womanly body.
Shit. Maybe they're fucking underground. Maybe I have to pull up the VHS tape someday.
Welcome to YouTube. Welcome to Combat Nation. Today we're going to talk about the sucker punch. And I got to tell you, I don't think there's anything more evil than someone getting cracked for no good reason and is not expecting it.
You must hate right? blacks, so then.
In this video, in this little segment here, we're going to talk about how to avoid getting sucker punched. We're going to talk about awareness, the sucker punch itself, an ambush.
We should have a sketch with this audio.
Ways you can just have a little bit more awareness to give you a heads up in case you're in an environment where this could happen. All right? But before we get started, I want you to take a look at what a sucker punch is.
Oh, he's at the bar.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Bad move. Number one.
Oh, what was the bad move?
Place that you're not doesn't know. Walks into the middle of the bar, makes himself at home, and he's surrounded by people he doesn't know.
See, I never do that.
Bad move.
Because of him.
Number one, when you walk into any place that you're not familiar with, hit your back up against the wall.
I walk in like this.
Relax and survey the area. The first thing you want to know is where your exits are. You know where you walked in, find an alternate route. You also want to take note of all your natural weapons we have. For example, any corners that you see could be the corner of a post, could be the corner of the bar.
Could be the end of your life hitting the corner hard enough.
Yeah, that's how you get set. You get put in jail.
Slamming people's heads and breaking them in half.
Using weapons in a bar to kill people in self-defense.
Instrument. Take note of where all the windows are. Another factor you should put into your plan.
Is your legal defense team.
Understand where the
handgun.
After you use glass to sever someone's femoral artery, you're going to be going to prison for the rest of your life.
And just walk in like this.
Anyone want to
fuck with me? I
didn't
think so.
Give me the money in the drawer.
Get the money from the bartender.
Now you're the coolest guy in the bar because you got a lot of money.
I wonder how accents are. People have thicker accents than others.
What's he from, Massachusetts?
Yeah, he's from around
here. He's from Thick Town.
Type in the search bar up top, type in adaptive kalash. Adaptive K-A-L-A-S-H. Oh, yeah.
This first one?
Holy fuck.
Hmm.
Oh, good God. Wait a second. Scroll down. Where is the guy? It's not Travis Haley. Shit face.
Shooting Venus flytraps with AKs.
Type in...
Shooting hornet's nest.
In the search, type in Kalashnikov and get rid of adaptive.
Kalashnikov? Actually, you
know, just do Kalash and then type gun fighting. There we go. We're going to want to... And make gunfighting one word. And then in the upper right corner, hit filters. And do sort by... you can't reverse upload date. Just do upload date and let's go back in time here, I guess. Fuck you.
Oh, you just want to go old? I know the macro for that.
You know the etiquette?
I think it's... What is it? Before colon...
10 years probably before 2015 do before 2015. That's funny. Fuck fart. Let's see. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Nope. Keep going down.
Zappa. Holy shit.
Try before 2012. Let's do before 2012. What's that third one? Displacing left while shooting. This fucking guy.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Scroll down.
Can have fun with the before function.
Try before 2009.
Try before Christ. Turkish boxer too. Looks all right. Bit rate.
My bad, guys. Well, whatever.
What's he do?
Is it good?
He's just this guy that does these wacky moves with his AK-47, like laying on the ground and almost like breakdancing type shit.
Oh God!
You think Homeboy would know it if I message him?
Yeah, actually.
Is Kalash a type of gun?
It's AK-47. It's a guy. It's not Travis Haley. It's a guy who like specializes in AK-47 specific.
Dance
like moves.
Good God.
Text him.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
It's too good.
That gun movie with Christian Bale holds up.
Does it?
Yeah.
Equilibrium?
Yeah, it holds up.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very classic.
Fuck. Really? I've never watched it. I've only seen funny clips.
It's got one of the best that you'll see Christian Bale's face. It's really good. He has to leave a room because he's too horny. And his face when he's sweating it out, like stopping himself, it's really, really solid. It's
too horny.
Gold, yeah. He's so horny. It was Emma Watson, you know, the one from Punch Drunk Love. You know,
is this the new Mission Impossible?
No, this is Equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
Probably from, I don't know, 2002.
It's the movie that has Gun Kata.
I could definitely pull up his face.
We used in the Great War.
Take me a long time.
What's the scene you're describing?
There's a scene.
It's right there, Gun Kata.
Gun Kata.
Yeah, like this woman's trying to get fucked by him, and so she's nude on the table, and he refuses to allow himself.
Full screen that.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's really good back in these days.
What are these guys noting?
I think they're just drawing different kinds of dicks.
Gun Kata treats the gun as a total weapon. Each fluid position.
They've got Euler's principles.
Side angle sides.
Maximum damage on the maximum number of opponents while keeping the defender.
Using a Texas Instrument calculator.
This is awesome. This is the greatest thing ever.
By the rote mastery of this art, your firing efficiency will rise by no less than 120%. The difference of a 63% increase in lethal proficiency makes the master of the gun cutters an adversary.
See how good things used to be? We had no idea how good we had it.
That's true.
Well, they'd be even more efficient if the guns were double-sided.
This is The Godfather compared to movies now.
Yeah, man.
It is.
It's The Godfather. It's coming to America. I was watching the original Iron Man. It was like watching a Casino.
it was loads better.
Compared to the fucking shit.
Because you had Jeff Bridges.
They make nowadays.
Yeah.
The Marvel movies before the Avengers were, compared to nowadays, like they in Iron Man, the sort of like slop banter, back and forth banter they do, it's like quippy.
Academy Award winning screenwriting.
It's quippy. It's good. pepper pot. So much
Transformers, the first Transformers. So
hell yeah.
It's like low weight. It has like better, like, it's not like high gravity.
They're not shoving it in your fucking face. Yeah.
Making you follow every word.
Yeah.
Man, Spider-Man 1 was good. Spider-Man 1 holds up more than anything.
Spider-Man 1?
Yeah.
This is a good movie, though.
I like in the comic books, it's implied that Tony Stark's dad is Jack Parsons from fucking NASA voodoo fucking Crowley fame.
Hmm.
I love that little point.
That Diesel?
This is a good movie. All right. I don't want to ruin it for myself. I want to watch this later.
I think I saw that in the theater.
I think I saw that recently.
It's also
too.
Like a fucking 2-hour long movie, too.
Really?
It's a long movie, yeah.
He has to build the Iron Man, then he escapes in it, right?
Yeah.
That's the deal?
Yeah.
I did see that.
You got Don Cheadle as War Machine. Jeff. Oh, no. Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
As War Machine.
Terrence Howard.
1+1 is one.
Pre-crazy Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Terrence Howard's one of the greatest. Jeff Bridges is fucking nice.
Yeah.
And the second one is Mickey Rourke was the villain.
I'm not going to argue with any of that.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.